Across the rooftops from OUP is the back door to another Oxford landmark, a site for which the university has plans. This was once the Radcliffe Infirmary. One day, this site will be reborn.
This is going to be our new humanities building. After 800 years, finally, we will all be together under the same roof. English, history, philosophy, modern languages, linguistics, theology, music, fine art, and Oriental studies.
The new buildings on the city's edge are a world away from the dreaming spires, but they're the present and the future. The new world-class supercomputer centre is every researcher's dream. Here's an awesome fact, quote, "The power of these machines is equal to each of the 6.6 billion people on the planet doing more than 1,500 calculations per second." Almost unbelievable. In North Oxford, the university's orator is preparing an oration in classical Latin in honour of Mr. Roger Bowler for a lifetime service in the Department of Physical Chemistry. To do this, he must consult a dictionary of Latin modernisms published by the Vatican.
In fact, people seem to enjoy the Latin. Graduates, for example, are hearing the same words and receiving their degrees in exactly the same form as their predecessors for many centuries. And continuity is one of the things that a university is about.
Throughout the year, degrees are bestowed, as often as not, in Christopher Wren's Sheldonian Theatre. Streams of undergraduates, graduates, postgraduates and doctors are honoured by the Vice-Chancellor or his deputies.
She's worked ever so hard. It's just nice to be here. It's just a great day. Very proud. Very proud parents.
We're very proud indeed of our granddaughter.
Why is that?
Because she's done so well to come to Oxford and to get a very good degree.
It's a happy day for me and for him, for all his
Mason
sacrifice.
As well.
For the past 4 years, I've been wanting to wear this, and I'm wearing it today.
I mean, the main thing about it as well is Paul went to a normal primary school, he went to a normal comprehensive school, and for him to end up in Oxford is just magnificent, so...
The Oxford I knew 40 years ago has changed, but I'm reassured that it still seems the most natural thing on earth for a boys' choir to climb to the top of a steep tower at 6 in the morning every May Day to welcome in the summer. Long live madrigals at Magdalen. Oxford was a breath of fresh air for me, bringing new friends, new ideas, new opportunities. And by the time I left Oxford, the future pattern of my life was already laid down.
Sing,